太书第二章一到十节。
The message today is taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 10.
第一到第五节，我先以华语来念。第六到第十节，我们请伟正弟兄来帮我们念。加太书第二章第一节，过了14年，我再上耶路撒冷去，巴拿巴同行，也带了提多一起去。我是奉了启示上去的，我把在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们说明，我是私下对那些有名望的人说的，免得我现在或是从前都突然奔跑了。但跟我同去的提多虽是希腊人，也没有勉强他受隔离，因为有偷着进来的假弟兄暗中窥探我们在基督耶稣里拥有的自由，要使我们做奴隶。第五节，可是唯要使福音的真理能存在你们中间，我们一点也没有让步顺服他们。
As for those who were held in high esteem, whatever they were make, or whatever they make, they were makes no difference to me. God does not show favoritism. They added nothing to my message.On the contrary, they recognize that I have been entrusted with this task of preaching the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been to the circumcised. For God, who was at work in Peter as an apostle to the circumcised, was also at work in me as an apostle to the Gentiles. James, Cephas, and John, those esteemed as pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me.They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. All they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I have been eager to do all along.
让我们再次祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们再次感谢你，让我们能够透过圣经的经文，使我们知道如何在地上过基督徒的生活。我们也恳求你透过圣经的教导，帮助我们，提醒我们怎么去过一个蒙神容神一人的这个生活，我们如此的祷告，祈求奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿门。在加太书这第二章一到十节的经文的内容呢，其实也出现在另外一卷新约的书卷，就是使徒行传。
So the events that occurred in Galatians chapter 2 verses 2 to 10 also were recorded in the book of Acts.
所以呢，根据《使徒行传》的这个记载呢，他有说保罗他曾经呢有五次上过这个耶路撒冷。
So according to Acts, Paul had been to Jerusalem 5 times.
因此呢，当我们将这个《使徒行传》的这个关于这个事件的记载，再结合今天我们所看《加拉太书》这个经文内容，我们就可以知道。保罗他们众人前往耶路撒冷的目的。
So from Galatians and Acts, we can see some of the reasons why Paul decided to go to Jerusalem.
他让我们知道说，保罗他原来是受了这个启示，要将所筹集到的钱呢，要送到去这个耶路撒冷，去帮助那些面对炸大饥荒的那些穷困的这个信徒。
So, Paul had a calling to collect some money and to send it to the poor living in Jerusalem to care for them.
以及呢，也私下跟那些有名望的人，或者是使徒们呢，他们一个见面，然后呢，彼此呢都讨论了关于这个福音，还有一些的协议。
And he also privately met with some of the famous people and also the apostles and engaged them in discussions about the gospel.
而今天我们这个加拉太书第二章一到十节可以分成三个段落来去了解。
Today's passage can be broken down into 3 segments for us to understand better.
第一个段落就是关于保罗众人前往耶路撒冷。
So the first part is about Paul and his followers going to Jerusalem.
为什么保罗是由这个巴拿巴的陪同？还有带了这个提多去这个耶路撒冷呢
？So why did Paul bring Barnabas and Titus to Jerusalem?
巴拿巴呢，在当时候，如果你看《使徒行传》， 他有这个叫做劝慰子这个昵称。
So Barnabas in the book of Acts was also called the son of encouragement.
而这个亚兰文亚兰的名字呢，它的意思呢是带有这个安慰或者是鼓励的这个意思在。然后呢，它其实原名是叫做约瑟，是利未人。
So the name itself implies comfort and encouragement, but the original name was Joseph, a Levite.
根据《使徒行传》的记载呢，巴拿巴呢，他是充满圣灵和有信心的人。
So according to Barnabas, according to Acts, Barnabas was a man full of spirit and faith.
他善于呢替调教，或者是说有这个欢喜去鼓励别人的这个心情。
He was good at mediation and also encouraging others.
而且呢，他当时候也受到这个耶路撒冷的教会的这个尊重，所以呢，由他陪同保罗去到耶路撒冷呢，是最合适的一个人选。
So moreover, he was very respected by churches in Jerusalem. So he was deemed as a very suitable candidate to accompany Paul to Jerusalem.
而特别是当保罗要跟这一些的耶路撒冷的领袖或者使徒们要讨论这个讲述关于在外邦人在传讲这个福音的时候呢，如果过程中有什么一些的争论，其实巴拿巴是一个最好协助的一个人。
So for Paul, in the course of explaining and preaching to the apostles about to the Gentiles about the gospel, if there were any disputes, then Barnabas is the perfect person to mediate.
请问我的 PowerPoint 不能够 remove control 是吗？ OK, 可以了， thanks. 另外呢，提多呢是保罗他带领归信主的外邦人。
Titus is the Gentile that Paul led.
其实保罗他带了提多去是要让那些在耶路撒冷的领袖或者是使徒们知道和了解这个提多呢，他归信的主。
So Paul hoped that through Titus, those in Jerusalem will know him.
就表示说，这是神，如果是神，是以赐下了这个所谓的救赎恩典给予这些外邦人呢，所以呢，隔离呢就不是那么他们加入成为神的子民的最主要的条件。
So that let them understand that God has chosen them and given grace to them. So circumcision was not a necessary condition for them to be people of God.
就如在上次我在讲这个第一章的时候，我告诉弟兄姊妹说，如果是因为这个人得到这个救恩呢，其实并不是在于说人做了什么，或者是说他因为借由什么的帮助呢，才得到这个救恩。
So as I emphasized the last time I preached, is that people's salvation does not depend on their own merit or does not depend on external factors by others.
这完全都是因为神他主动的介入和救赎呢，使到人可以因着信这个耶稣基督得到这个救恩。
It's only because of God's intervention and redemption that people only need to accept God's grace to believe in Him.
这就是保罗在这里要所强调的所谓的纯正的这个福音。
So this was what Paul was trying to emphasize, this true belief, true courage.
而在第二段里面呢，就讲述说保罗他为所传的福音呢来去解说。
In the second segment, it talks about Paul's preaching.
保罗向那个耶路撒冷的领袖和这个使徒们解说跟澄清呢，他在外邦人中所传的这个福音。
Paul explained about gospel and preached among the Gentiles, the leaders and apostles.
然后呢，我们也在这段经文当中看到他去指责一些被他称为是假弟兄的人。
And he also pointed out those that he believed were false believers.
为什么称为假弟兄呢？是因为他们呢，这些人是在暗中呢去窥探，或者是说意图想要偷偷的来向耶路撒冷的这些的所谓的领袖们去报告一些煽动的信息，以及要企图要寻找各种的机会，然后去要求外邦人的这个信徒呢去接受这个割礼，去遵守这个摩西的律法。
Because they spied secretly, they intended to report to the leaders of Jerusalem and tried to find all ways and means and opportunities to ask Gentile believers to accept circumcision and obey the law of Moses.
所以保罗对于这些想要搅扰这些信徒在基督耶稣里所拥有的自由以及扭曲纯正福音的人呢，保罗非常不客气的这么说，为要使福音的真理能存在你们中间，我们一点也没有让步去顺服他们。
For those who want to disturb the freedom of believers in Christ and those who want to distort the true gospel, Paul was unceremonious and said, we do not give in to them for a moment so that the truth of gospel might be preserved for you.
保罗对这个纯正的这个福音的这个立场呢，是绝对没有让步或者是妥协的。
Paul has no concessions or compromises when it comes to gospel.
因为保罗知道，如果他对这个福音的立场有所改变的话，后果将会很严重。
Because he knows that if he relents, the consequences will be rather serious.
福音的真理呢，就会被扭曲。然后呢，源自信奉基督教信仰的这个新教会呢，就会被所谓的犹太主义所同化。
The truth of the gospel might be distorted, and it's when the new church believes in Christianity will be assimilated by Judaism.
那么呢，新教会就没有办法活出新世代的这个新生命出来。
And the new church will not be able to live out a new life in a new generation.
所以这是就是为什么保罗要绝对的去说去陈明这个福音，然后要坚持的守护福音的主要的原因。
So this is exactly the reason why Paul was very insistent on clarifying the gospel and guarding it.
第三方面我们看到呢，就是双方他达成了传福音的共识。
The third segment talks about how both sides have reached an agreement on evangelism.
相信大家还记得我在上一次第一章有讲述，就是说保罗他在第一章的开头呢，他保罗很强烈的表达说，他的这个使徒的这个职分呢和他的使命不是源自于人，而是源自于父神所赐。
So bring us back to the beginning of the first chapter of Galatians, when Paul strongly expressed that the source of his apostleship and mission was given by God the Father, not from others.
而今天的经文更让我们能够去了解保罗他所传讲的福音呢，他也不是来自于耶路撒冷，或者是说受到耶路撒冷使徒们的指示。
And today's scripture also tells us that the source of gospel that Paul preached was not, he didn't rely on others or apostles in Jerusalem.
但是呢，虽然这个福音不是来自于他们，却得到了当时候所谓的耶路撒冷的使徒们的这个认可，而且呢，彼此呢也达成了这个传福音的这个共识，因为经文告诉我们，最后他们彼此的握手。
Even though the gospel that he preached was not reliant on them, it was recognized by the apostles and church leaders who were respected in Jerusalem, and they were ultimately in agreement with each other.
这样呢，不单表示出说保罗这个使徒的权柄，他的正宗性。It is emphasized that the authenticity of Paul's apostle authority.And also is 认可保罗向外邦所传的这个福音。
This is a recognition of the evangelism, the preaching that he has did to them.
看到他们彼此呢，双方就说好，我们一起的来去合作，我们在传福音事工上，我们一起去传福音。
So they agreed to work together and to evangelize together.
这个是非常重要的，当时而且也有一个突破性的这个进展。
This is a very important and a breakthrough in development.
首先，它有三方面。
So there are three aspects to this.
第一就是说，他们认同说外邦人呢无需要去接受这个割礼。
Firstly, they agree that the Gentiles do not need to be circumcised.
经过保罗的解说呢，当时的使徒们就明白了解。甚至认同也接纳说外邦人呢只要信耶稣基督并不需要加上任何的条件，比如说接受割礼或者是说遵行犹太的律法 条例、规条等等。
So, Paul explained that the apostles, they agreed to accept that Gentiles, as long as they believe in Jesus Christ, no conditions were required, such as circumcision or observing Jewish laws and regulations.
他们只要信耶稣基督就可以成为教会的成员，或者是神的子民。
Just by believing, you'll be part of God's kingdom.
这也是保罗在今天经文中所强调，在基督耶稣里所拥有的这个自由，也不要再做律法的这个奴隶，或者是受到律法的捆绑。
So this is the freedom that Paul emphasized about, not to be slave to the law or be bound by the law.
所以使徒们的认同对当时的所谓的外邦的这些的基督徒来说是一个很大的这个好消息。
So this identification of the apostles is very good news for the non-Jew Gentile believers.
第二呢，就是承认了保罗特别的呼召和使命。
Second is the acknowledgement of Paul's special calling and mission.
当他们认同的时候，就表示说他们承认保罗他特别的这个呼召和他的使命，也就是表示说他们承认保罗他使徒职分的合法性。
They recognize Paul's calling and mission, which also means they recognize the legitimacy of his apostleship.
保罗跟当时的使徒们，他们是有同样的拥有同等的这个使徒的这个身份。
So they had the same apostle status as Peter at the point of during that juncture.
而且他们也相信说，保罗和使徒们呢。是领受了不同的呼召和这个使命。
They believe that they receive different callings.
就是他们这些的呼召使命呢，都有神的旨意和作为。因此呢，围绕是要向不同的族群来传这个福音，然后以不同的方式来去向他们传扬。
The callings all had God's will in order to spread the gospel to different groups, and preach them in different ways.
然后第三呢，很重要的是说，他们达成协议呢，愿意成为这个福音的同路人。
The third point is about how they reached an agreement to become mission co-workers.
他们两者为这福音的缘故，他们有智慧的能够来去避免教会的这个分裂。
For the sake of the gospel, the two parties wisely avoided wisely avoided a division of the church.
他们没有说因着犹太这个民族主义的信仰的传统啦、文化习俗啦，去影响，然后导致分裂。
They did not cause division due to influence of beliefs and customs.
他们反而因着对福音有这样的一个共同的理解呢，愿意承认说彼此我们都有不同的呼召和使命，所以呢，他们愿意成为福音同路人，我们一起承担这责任去传福音。
By having a common understanding of the gospel, they admitted they have received different callings and mission, and they were thus willing to be mission co-workers.
我们更加透过今天经文告诉我们说，保罗他们呢，将那些钱筹到的送到去耶路撒冷去帮助当时候那些穷困的信徒。
So from the passage, we see how Paul and the others had sent money they collected to Jerusalem to care for the poor.
其实透过他们的举动，已经向他们表达出，就是说。他们以耶路撒冷的福音或者是那个教会，他们是彼此相连跟一致的，大家都是福音的同路人。
And from their actions it can be seen to be connected and consistent of the gospel and church in Jerusalem, and they were mission co-workers.
但是讲到这里呢，大家也要注意，就是说这些所谓的神学的思考跟整合需要不断的去做出这些的反省。
So it reminds us that the theological thinking requires constant reflection.
特别是当他们达成了彼此协议的时候，他们还需要不断的去思考将来的这个所谓的怎么去做。
They need to constantly think about it and refine the thinking.
因为不然的话呢，你就会发现到在我们接下来看的这个第十一节到第十四节后面的。
Otherwise, what happened in verses 11 to 14 will happen.
因为在我们今天看到第十节之后的十一节到十四节呢，就出现了一个争论，就是保罗呢，他去责备或这个彼得， 因为保罗跟彼得在争论，就是说关于一起在同桌用餐这个洁净条例的这一些的这个问题。
Because in verses 11-14, we have an agreement where Paul blamed Peter and argued with Peter about how he distanced himself from the Gentiles while having a meal.
而且呢，特别是接下去的在加拉太书，你可以在第三章或者是第四章里面看到保罗呢仍然继续讲述有关于这个摩西律法的这个角色和他的功能。
So in chapters 3 and 4 of Galatians, you can see Paul continuing to talk about the function and role of the law of Moses.
关于摩西这个律法的功能和角色呢，我要再次的强调，在第一章我所讲过的信息。
Regarding the function and the law of Moses, I would like to re-emphasize the message in chapter 1.
因着这个耶稣基督就是这个弥赛亚的来到呢，使到这个所谓的律法的功能和角色呢，已有所改变，而不是废掉。
Because of the coming of the Messiah, the function and role of the law has changed.
这个我们要好好的去了解跟思考。
This is something that we need to deeply think about.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们非常感恩的，我们有这个福分，我们成为了福音的同路人，也分别了。因着相信耶稣基督之后，我们领受了神的呼召或给予的托付。
So brothers and sisters, we are very grateful to have this opportunity. We are a mission, a co-worker, received a call and entrustment from God to bear witness to the gospel.
从今天的信息里面，也帮助我们学习如何去做福音的同路人，为福音来做这个见证。
And from today's message, help us to learn how to be mission co-workers and testify for the gospel.
第一个，我们可以从这个信息里面，我们学习怎么的能够愿意的同心配搭。
Firstly, we from the message we learn how to have a willingness to work together.
每一个人都有不同的恩赐，或是你的专长。
Everyone has different gifts or expertise.
但是呢，却没有办法单独的靠一个人的恩赐或是专长呢，去面对所有的难题。或是挑战。
It's impossible for one person to deal with everything, with all challenges and problems.
这需要结合了不同恩赐的人呢，能够愿意的同心配搭呢，才能够有效的去解决和完成。
It's a situation that requires different people with different gifts to work together effectively.
就好像今天我们看到保罗由这个巴拿巴的陪同去完成在耶路撒冷要做的事情。
Just like how we see Paul and Barnabas collaborating to complete what they need to do in Jerusalem.
这些除了保罗、巴拿巴之外，甚至有些例子也让我们看见，就比如说摩西。
So we see some examples. For example, Moses.
当时候，摩西带了一大群的以色列人出这个埃及，要进迦南，神就派了亚伦去帮助他，而且也他摩西也选了千夫长。百夫长、十夫长来去协助他去带领这些以色列人。
So in bringing the Israelites out of Egypt to Canaan, God sent Aaron to help him, and Moses chose a commander to help him lead the Israelites.
大卫，我相信大家很熟悉，他也是当大卫在建立这个王国或治理王国的时候，他身边也有一群的这个所谓的勇士啊、将领啊和一些的谋士。来去协助他，帮助他去治理跟建立这个王国。
King David, whom we are all quite familiar with, during the establishment and governance of the kingdom, he also had a group of warriors and generals and counselors that worked together with him, to help him.
所以，不管任何的事情，这个群体或者是团队的这个同时的配搭都非常重要的。就比如说，现在我们看到这个疫情的爆发的时候，有些国家，特别是。国家的这个领袖跟人民呢，都要很好的彼此的同心配搭，才能够有效的去抑制这个所谓的疫情的这个扩散。
So no matter what, cooperation among groups and teams is very important. As you can see in this current pandemic, it's very important for the government and also the citizens and all other groups of people to work together cohesively to combat the virus.
比如说政府方面就尽量的能够提供这个疫苗的施打，然后人民也要说戴口罩，注意这个个人的卫生，彼此的来配搭去面对这个疫情的这个传播跟扩散。
So for example, the government may provide medical support. At the same time, us as people, we also have the responsibility of wearing our mask to curb the spread.
教会这个团队的侍奉也很重要，这个一起配搭去建立教会是很需要的。
The church ministry is rather similar in that aspect as well, because it requires coordination among us, us all.
弟兄们，还记得我们三年前，我们大家都用这个所谓的乐高的积木，我们去做了这样一个教会的图形吗？
So some of us may remember how three years ago we pieced together a church using Lego bricks.
请问大家还有没有看见这个图形？我们放在什么地方？
Do you still remember this? Where do we put it?
放在哪里啊？这个外面哈，很好，对，因为每次经过看到，感谢主。这个积木啊，表示说每一个人在这个里面呢，都有它的重要性。
This is symbolic because every piece represents one of us, and it's important in its own way.
而在这个属灵的大家庭里面呢，每一个人都有不同的恩赐或者是专长，不论是教牧同工、长职，或者是这个施工，或者是弟兄姐妹们。
In this spiritual family, everyone has different gifts or expertise, be they pastoral staff, deacons, ministries, or any one of us brothers and sisters.
只要我们大家彼此的能够同心配搭，然后呢发挥出各自的功能呢，就有效的能够将福音传出去，成为福音的同路人。
As long as we are willing to cooperate and work with each other to perform our functions, we can be mission co-workers.
比如说，我们可以通过这个兴趣小组，我们去传福音。
For example, we can do this through interest groups.To evangelize.
我们知道我们实验堂有个叫做利物浦的这个足球小组，对吗？
For example, we have a Liverpool interest group.
我们当中有谁是里面的成员？哦、OK, 哎，是这么少吗？不止吧，啊，有至少一群人哦。当你们在这个 go 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 的时候啊，可以透过这样一个信息小组呢，也邀请他们那些朋友呢来去认识福音。
For example, in these interest groups can bring in friends to evangelize in the process.
因为透过你们这么好的一起的这个关系的时候，就可以说，哎，来，我们除了看足球之外，我们有机会也开始做幸福小组来传福音。
Because other than supporting and watching a game, you can also take this chance to have this happy cell model to spread the gospel.
我也知道有们有当中有些人，他们是有组成钓鱼队去到公海，可能五天四夜在海上去钓鱼。
We also have fishing interest groups. People have gone out to sea for a few days.
你也可以趁这机会呢，邀请新朋友去出海钓鱼，因为他五天四夜哦，他哪里都去不了，他一定在床上听你讲福音的。
Because in these 5 days offshore,
这是好的方法。对吗？钓鱼没东西做嘛，就讲福音啊，从创世纪可以转到启示录。
It's a great idea because there's nothing else to do out there but fish or talk.
Yeah, 对吗？我们也可以说透过组建医疗团队的服务。
We can also do this through medical support, medical teams.
因为发现到在喜莲堂有很多的医生、护士，或者是在这个医疗这个服务里面。
We have many.Doctors, nurses, anyone, a lot of people in the medical field in Jubilee.
我们可以成立一支叫做医疗团队，然后说去透过专门向可能医护人员，或者是来寻求这个所谓的一些的心灵有需要的人，来去宣讲这个福音。
Through these medical support groups, you can also evangelize to people in need.
还是说我们可以透过办一些将来了，可能不是现在，将来办一些社区的医疗讲医学讲座。或者免费的这个所谓的医学的这个咨询，也可以帮助一些人来去给他们从中认识福音。
This can be done through medical seminars or providing free medical consultations to those in the community.
另外，第二点，我们从这些信息中我们学到，我们是不轻易让步。
Second thing we want to know is that we do not give in easily.
特别是关于这个纯正福音的这个真理。
Especially when it comes to the truth of the gospel.
我们要有一种像保罗的心态一样，不轻易让步。
We must have a mindset like Paul, not to easily give in.
我们不要说啊，我们现在都没有什么假弟兄出现在教会，其实不是的，他可能是以不同的方式来出现。
You can't think that there are no false fake believers right now because they appear in different ways.
比如说，我们可能会透过网上或其他的方式，我们可能得到了许多假的或是欺骗的新闻信息，在我们的生活中出现。
For example, on the internet, we may have come across all sorts of fake news swirling around, being circulated to deceive.
我相信也知道，大家都知道，说新加坡也很多人受到了这个假信息的这个欺骗或者是影响。
We have all been a lot of us have been victims or been affected by some of these fake news.
所以我们真的也要谨慎，非常谨慎，不要说没有那些没有经过求证的或者真假部分的信息或者视频呢，我们就随意的乱发或者是乱传给人。
We must be very careful about these fake videos or messages that are being circulated. We do not just forward them liberally.
特别是那些涉及到所谓的信仰的真理跟这个教导的。
Especially those pertaining to the truth or teachings of faith.
所以基督徒呢，必须要对这个所谓的福音的真理呢，要有很高的这个敏锐度。
So Christians, we must have a high degree of sensitivity to these fake news.
去查解哪些呢是纯真的真理，或者是假的欺骗人的歪理。
We must be aware and be careful of which are the truths and which are deceptions.
如果当你发现说，哎，这些跟我们所信的有点不一样的时候呢，我们或者心里有疑问的时候，就要学习花一点时间，或者是说邀请你身边的这个朋友。来，我们一起去查考跟证实我们所听到的所谓的这个福音是不是真的还是假的。
If you find that something you come across is different from what you know, or you believe in, and you have doubts about it, then we should spend more time about it and invite people around to investigate and verify the facts.
除了说你自己去查考，或者请你的朋友一起来，其实教会有很多的教牧，有长职们，还有一些我们甚至我们当中也有神学的老师。我们可以直接的向他们去询问，或者是说了解。
You can investigate on your own with a friend. At the same time, you can also ask pastors in church, other mission staff over here on investigating and understanding these news.
所以最后，弟兄们，我最后一句话就是说，我们都是福音的同路人。
So brothers and sisters, we are all mission co-workers.
我们愿意呢同行的扶持、配搭去发挥恩赐。然后彼此的牧养、关怀跟扶持。
We must be willing to work together to give play to our gifts to shepherd, care and support each other.
然后呢，以及按不同的这个托付和使命呢，一同来为福音来做见证。Amen.
And through our gifts to testify for God and work for Him.
感谢主，我们一起祷告。全天父，我们感谢你，通过今天的信息，让我们知道，我们因着信了耶稣基督，我们在这个教会里面，我们成为了福音的同路人，我们也领受了你所给我们的不同的呼召和使命。求你帮助我们，在我们的这个生活里面，我们能够按照你所给我们的恩赐和你给我们的呼召与使命呢，将福音以不同的方式向我们身边不同的人来去传扬这福音。感谢你，求你帮助我们，加添力量给我们，加添智慧给我们，让我们能够将福音能够向人来传扬，为你来做美好的见证。如此祷告，感谢教托，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿门。